Blog Talk Radio.
This one goes out to my little homie Brandon. Told you, I got you, my man.
A lot of pressure, man. Let's go, baby. Sophisticated gorillas is on the move tonight. VA, stand up. Come on. Hundred miles of running, with guns in our hand, barbarian, heavy metal, carrying rock band, investing in stock, man, testing the clock, grand, my peeps got a spot on the block if I block, fam, a jar in the pot, man, get you a knot, man, like ching ching, hot damn, cooked it like hot ham, gotta be smart, man, playing your part, man, get your feelings apart, with ice over your heart, man, hustling ain't a game, hustling the art, man, 50% sour, 50% smart, man, and lame is turns ain't
some air.
our forums. It's 10:05. You know what time it is. It's time to sound off. I'm your host, George Beverly, and it is time to get started. I'm excited. We got a special guest. Hold on. Alicia, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I gotta do a little. Advertisement for a couple seconds, and then we'll jump right into it. Okay, honey?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So I'd like to welcome everybody to Sound Off Forums, like we always do. I'd like to welcome all my guests, all my listeners. Hey, listen, y'all. We are coming up to 8,000 listens within 4 weeks. We're doing our thing. All right. When we hit 10,000, we're throwing a party. We're doing it. You know what? We're rising. And I just like to thank everybody who's out there, and I love all my supporters. I thank all my haters, all of them. God bless you. We'll pray for you anyway. So we'll get our little things out of the way like we always do. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904, or you can find me on Sign Off Forums at Facebook. You can also Twitter me at SoundOff97413. You can also call in. We're asking callers to call in tonight. We're going to be talking about some good stuff, some healthy stuff. So if you want to call in tonight, area code 347-989-1014. Two more things. I'm putting together a BBW fashion show in Wichita Falls. If you'd like to donate, like to be a sponsor, want to be a part, want to be a model, you want to work behind the scenes, you want to do lighting, you want to do hair, makeup, whatever, you just want to volunteer, or you just want to show up, please email me, get in contact with me so we can get this started, and it's going to be a beautiful event. The second event we're going to be doing is the Senior Citizen Fashion Show, and then we're going to do Ladies Best Hat. You know how my sisters, my elderly sisters love to wear their hats in church. So whoever got the best hat going to win the big prize. That's also coming up in the work. And we're also doing a Freedom March. I'm putting together a Freedom March for Wichita Falls so we can bring unity and love back to the community. All right. So, put those things aside. I've got my website coming up. My website should be, it's up right now. It's launched. I got a couple of bugs I'm tweaking out, but you can still go and Google it, or you can go in your browser and find me. It's soundofforums.com. And it's 3 F's, soundofforums.com with 3 F's, okay? You can get me .org, .net, .info, whatever they got out there. I'm on there. You can go straight to my site. Please check it out. Please sign up so we can get this stuff started. As we always do about this time, Ephesians 6:6-13. Not with our service as man pleases, but the service of Christ. Doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free, as ye masters do to the same unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons within. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, fallen dark angels, against powers, fallen powerful dark angels, against rulers of darkness in this world, against fallen dark angels of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against spiritual wickedness of dark angels from wicked places. Huh? Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having all done to stand, and let the church say, amen. All right, let's
amen.
Amen. Hello, ma'am. Can you please introduce yourself to my guests and my listeners, and tell them basically what we're going to talk about tonight?
Well, my name is Elisa Bergman. I am one of the Utah girls. I am a certified dance fitness instructor, And so we're going to talk about some fitness things tonight and why my class and the way that I teach is different than your regular average class that you can go into the gym and take. Or maybe you're afraid to go into the gym and take.
All right. Sounds good to me. And so for them not knowing, you are a BBW, correct?
I am a BBW. I've been a BBW for my whole life. But for a long time, I have been a part of the BBW community for a long time. And I took a little break there, and now I'm back and back, you know, speaking about and promoting fitness.
All right. Because, you know, the misconception is big women don't like to – the reason why they're big is because they're not fit. But you say no, that's not the truth, right?
That is not true. I really believe that people are just, you know, they have a vision or a stereotype of what a BBW does, that we're just sitting around eating all day or something. But that's not the case. I mean, I know a lot of women that may not be doing fitness, but they're moving around, they're plus size or super size or whatever, but they're moving around. It's not that they're just sitting around. So I think there is a lot of hesitance. I think that, you know, my fellow BBWs can be sometimes intimidated by fitness. But you can be fat and you can be fit.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that, because we're going to come back. When you're finished talking, I'm going to talk about that. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right, you can go ahead.
Okay, so the difference between my class, and I have to say, my class is called Dance Fitness Plus. It is a class that a very good friend of mine named Tess Hilton, she designed with me in mind, because I was not afraid to go to Zumba. I said, you know, I really want to exercise. I love to dance. Where is my fitness class? Where I don't want to just get on the treadmill and walk. That's not me. I don't want to just sit around and lift weights or ride a bike. I want to shake my booty. So that's right. I want to shake my booty. So I went to her class, and she designed this class for plus-size men and women and people with mobility issues. And so we work through routines. It's a low-impact class, and it's fun. It's low-impact. It's fun. You're still moving. You can sit. You can be in a scooter. You can stand. You can take a break. It is how you can do it, and that's what it's about. It's how you can do it. You go to your level. A lot of times it's my own workout when I teach the class, because I'm trying to teach low and high impact, just whatever you can do. Any movement is great. And if you love to dance, this class is for you. And I have a little motto. It's live to dance, move. Well, I'm sorry. It's not live to dance. It's live to move and move to live. So people who are out there who are scared to go to these fitness classes because they don't think they can do them, give it a try. But if you don't think you can do it, and you're going to be at an event here soon, I will probably be at it teaching this class. And maybe you'll get the fever. Maybe you'll walk into your gym or your rec center and say, you know what, I'm not afraid. Miss Elisa done taught me how to do this, and I don't have to worry about what you guys are thinking. I'm doing it at my level.
So do you think that what do we need to do to break the phobia of the idea that they're gonna look silly doing these movements or to their level?
You know, it doesn't matter what you look like. A lot of the women that I know and in the BBW community are so very, very confident. So I don't really, I can't imagine why they wouldn't take their confidence to that same level. You know, if they love to dance and they just even want to get out there and try it, they should. Now, I know that there is a lot of hesitance, and there should be. There shouldn't be. So I feel like if you are confident in every other aspect of your life and you want to move and you want to dance and you want to live, get out there and try your class. And if you are ask for these classes in your gyms, if you or your rec centers, go to your rec centers and say, why is there not a class for me? You know, people like to be fit. That are, you know, maybe that they're thin. There's a misconception of if you're skinny, you're fit. That is not the case. I know so many plus-size men and women that are fit and more fit than skinny people, quote-unquote. So I think that if people are out there and they go out there and they ask for this specific class and they say, you know, I went to an event and this woman, she taught this class, and it was geared towards me. How can we get people to do this as well? Dance fitness is coming up a lot, and I'll tell you why. It's because Zumba is now asking for all this money, quote-unquote, the Zumba brand is asking for all this money, so these Zumba instructors are going to dance fitness. So you can go out there and you can ask for these classes and demand them. I mean, really, exercise should be something that people want to do, and if you're plus size and you just want to get fit, you should be able to go to your gym and get fit and feel comfortable.
So what happened to those people who are not confident? I mean, do they have to wear spandex? Do they have to wear certain
fitness? Oh my gosh, no way. No. There's no spandex involved. In fact, that's a privilege, not a right. Spandex. No, if you can do my class in your bare feet, you can do it in your sweatpants, you can do it in your shorts, you can do it in some leggings. You took my class, George.
Yeah, I sure did.
You weren't dressed in spandex.
Sure wasn't.
So,
but I will be this summer.
Oh, Lordy. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing that. And I do really quick have to say thank you so much to Stu Bo and Bree Brown. Bree Brown allowed me to teach at Well Rounded, and she told me, she goes, I don't even care if you have your certification. I want you to teach this class. And I did end up earning my certification at that time, but I can't. I didn't, like, right when I first started to say I want to teach, I didn't have my certification. And she believed in me, and she helped me so much. And Stu Bo, the same way. I've taught at both Well-Rounded, and then I taught at the Vegas Winter Bash as well. And I'll tell you, I owe them a big shout-out and a big, huge thank you.
Well, I think they should thank you as well because, you know, not everybody is really enthusiastic about fitness at the size that most women are and that you are. And what is your feedback from women and men who say to you that you are a Zumba instructor?
A lot of women, I mean, I think people were just surprised. I mean, women, men in general, I think they were just surprised, period. And I feel like I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. I mean, I had one woman say to me, I went to my gym in my town and I tried Zumba, but I felt ridiculous because, you know, the moves were this way or that way. And I, you know, but she was like, when you're in your class, I felt like I could do it. And I really want people to feel like they can do it and that they're not going to hurt themselves or just be out of breath. And even if you're out of breath, it's okay. Have a seat, sit down, get some water, and try it again. But I have had a lot of positive feedback. Both men and women have just are surprised, but pleasantly surprised and happy that I'm out there doing it and promoting it.
And how long have you been doing it?
This August, when I am at Well Rounded, will be 1 year that I will be a certified Dance Fitness Plus instructor.
Oh, awesome.
1 year anniversary, yes. And I hope, and I loved splitting the class with you, George, because I'll tell you why. We kept on dancing. We just kept on dancing. dancing. We just did line dances after that. We just kept on dancing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that you allowed me to do it. I was like, okay, cool. I love to dance. No problem.
Right? I thought it was amazing. You should see us at our SLC BBW meet and greets. We're out there doing the wobble and the Cuban shuffle and all these things. I mean,
so y'all using them?
Yes, we're using them. We are using them. So happy. And I thought that was just fantastic because we just kept moving. And, you know, you love to dance. I love to dance. We had a great class.
We did.
I would love to do it again at Well-Rounded because I think people might be even afraid to get out there and dance, but the line dances are fun to do.
Right. And you can even do it in your scooter. That's the fun part.
You surely can. You can do my class in a scooter. You can do my class in a scooter. Period. End of story. Because you can be sitting. It's everything at your own pace. And that's, Bree actually said that to me. She said, I like the way that you teach the class because everybody felt like they could do it and they went at their own pace.
Well, can you explain some of the movements? Like, if of course, some people know what Zumba is, but for those who don't know what Zumba is, can you kind of explain exactly the movements?
Yeah, Zumba is more of a Latin-based, Latin and hip-hop-based class. Dance Fitness and Dance Fitness Plus is more hip-hop. A lot of the moves are repetitive. There's a lot of arm movements. It basically actually combines what's called Zumba toning, which uses weights as well as cardio. And so you're doing definition and muscle toning, and you're doing cardio with Dance Fitness Plus. So you're doing some arm rate, some arm movement, some leg movement. I mean, nothing where you're going to throw your back out, you know, lifting your leg up. And if you can't lift your leg up, lift your foot up. And
right.
And then there's lots of just shaking your booty because that's important.
For sure.
Exactly, it is. And, you know, I'll tell you, I love to dance. And when I'm doing this class, I feel sexy and I want other women and men to feel that way too. I want to feel like, oh, I'm out here shaking my booty. It doesn't matter. You know, people are like, oh, you know, I don't have any rhythm. That's what I get a lot. Oh, I don't know how to dance. Well, you don't need to know how to dance. Do you like music? Yes, I do. Do you like to pretend that you can dance? Yes, I do. Well, then you can do it.
Then you can do it.
You can do it. So it's very low impact movements. And again, you know, you're shaking your body, you're shaking your booty, you're doing some Latin moves like cha-cha and merengue and Zumba is actually a dance form as well. And so you're doing all these different things, but low impact, so it's not intimidating.
So what about if you have any type of medical problems? Like, you know, if people have back problems or maybe even knee problems.
If you do have those kind of problems, my suggestion definitely is to wear a brace if you do. And also to take it, again, at your own pace. If you have back problems, you know, you can sit and do the movements. You can sit and do the, you know, sit to do some. You can stand to do some. Especially with some of the routines that have weights, a lot of the times it's better to, if you have back problems or knee problems, to actually sit and do it.
What if you get tired in the middle of it? Can you take a break? I mean, should you be embarrassed?
You bet. No, you shouldn't absolutely not be embarrassed because, you know, if you have to take a break, you know that you're giving your all, and you should never be disappointed with yourself when you're giving your all. And people always say, oh, I can't do this, and I can't do this, and I can't dance, and I can't move, or I can't get up, or whatever the case may be, with their can't, well, with can't, there is always a can. So just feel confident that all these can'ts, you really can.
Right. And you don't have to be confident enough saying that you can't dance or do the movements as long as you're just moving. So
yes.
if they get tired and they walk in place, or Is that okay, or can it go to the back of the class, or
That's 100% acceptable. That is 100% acceptable. If you can just keep moving and keep your heart beating and keep your heart working, that is acceptable. If you don't want to be at the front of the class and you want to be in the back of the class just marching or walking in place and moving your arms up and down, that's 100% acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the weight size? For the weights that you use with the weight movement, what is the weight size on that?
It's 1.5 pounds. Or last year I used bottled water. If you don't even want to use weights, you don't have to use weight. You can just simulate the movements with the weight, because a lot of people, if you're just moving, you feel good. And a comment from one of my other Utah girls was when they did Zumba and dance fitness, they felt at well-rounded, they felt like they could go the rest of the day. They had their energy. Have a sense of accomplishment. I think it's, you do have the energy because you feel it, you physically have worked out and you've done, you know, you've released the endorphins in your body. But I think there's also a sense of accomplishment there. There is definitely a sense of accomplishment.
I definitely agree. I would agree, because I felt good after that class. And did some, you know, line dancing and stuff like that. It was just so much fun. Now, when you do that, do you do this in Utah?
I have kind of a hectic schedule, but I have a lot of people who are like, can you teach this class? Can you teach this class? And I'm like, okay, let me just get my schedule down so I can teach this class. Eventually, Tess and I's goal is really to get dance fitness just bam out there, get other plus size men and women certified, because, you know, George, if you're going to the gym and you see somebody who's plus size teaching a class, would you feel more comfortable taking a class from that person or taking a class from somebody who maybe have never known what it's like to be even 5 pounds overweight?
I got to tell you the truth. If I seen you giving a class, I would definitely stop and go in and take the class. That's just me. But
I appreciate that.
I feel comfortable, you know, in either setting. I think because I was listening to talk radio last night, and they were talking about, you know, fitness, and they were saying, you know, if you feel that a person is certified and they've got some good, you know, some good feedback from other people saying that they do a good job as a personal trainer, then you shouldn't go by their body type. You should go by their resume, you know. So
yes,
and that, I think that's what people need to realize, is that, you know, just because a person, like you said, because they may be overweight, does not mean that they're not fit. You know,
exactly.
Because we know a lot of people who are overweight who work 20, 30 hours a day on their feet. So,
yes.
And so they have to be somewhat fit in order to carry all the weight and still be able to do their job. So I think it's the change of the mentality of the society to get them that way.
Yes, that is so important, because, again, people just think just because you're fat, you're not fit. You can be fat and fit. I'll tell you, I know people whose blood pressure is high and blah, 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 and have these health problems, and they're thin, and they couldn't walk a mile. My own significant other is that way. He is 100 and maybe 75, 80 pounds, 6 foot tall. He couldn't walk a mile if he wanted to. Me, I could walk a mile, I could do a Zumba class, I could do this, I could do that. I mean, people just don't realize that, you know, you can be fit. They just have the stereotype of, okay, well, a skinny person is fit. That is not true.
Correct. So, with that suggestion, I guess you'd say, how can we work in order for people who are overweight, or as the, you know, the technical term for the medical term is morbidly obese, how can we, because, you know, right now there's a war on obesity. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, I do know what it means, but it doesn't really make sense to me. It's not like, you know, fats being, you know, terrorists or anything.
Right. It's not out there killing us all.
I'm telling you, this is an attack. There's insurgents in there. When we eat insurgents or something. I don't know. Anyway, trying to be funny. So what can we do in the BBW community to those people who are very confident in their skin? What should they do, or how could they make a difference in their small section in their communities? You said go to your local gyms or YMCAs or something like that and ask why their classes.
Yes.
What type of strategy should people of plus size who want to do those things in the community but become ultra size because of that?
Well, I'll tell you what. What it is if there's a demand, there's going to be a supply. So if you go to your local gyms, if you go to your rec centers, if you want to get a group of people together and say, we're going to do this class, I'm going to teach this class, and we can all do it as a group. I mean, if you have a clubhouse at your apartments, that's where I've taught before, is I taught a class at a clubhouse at a condo complex, because that's where the demand was. My local rec center, I've asked them if I could teach a class there, and they said, absolutely, we want to be positive in the community and promote fitness. And so if you go and you say, I want this class, or I want this type of class, there is eventually going to be a demand for it. And not only that, if you come to, I don't know how many out there, how many people out there are going to attend Well-Rounded. I will be teaching at Well-Rounded this year again, and I will be teaching the entire week. And a little tiny other part of Dance Fitness Plus, which is the actual technical name for the class, is Dance Fitness Plus, is that you have an opportunity to share your goals with other people in the class. And because I'll be teaching an entire week, I believe that I really want to have that at the beginning of the week and say, what are your goals here? What do you want to learn? Do you want to go back to your community? Are you just doing it to feel good? Are you wanting to give it a try? Tess is willing to go out wherever she needs to go and certify people. She doesn't care. She's told me numerous amounts of times, she says, I don't know how you do it, but I love that you do it. And I just,
right.
She says, you've got this. You can do this. So I really feel like if people are out there demanding it, there will eventually be a supply for it. And, of course, try, you know, if you're going to come to a BBW event, or, you know, if you're promoting a BBW event and you would like me to come and teach a class, I am happy to do it. I do love traveling.
You know, I love to travel. So do you need any type of special equipment? Do you need mats? Do you need to bring your own weights? Or how's that work?
Bring a towel, because you're going to sweat. As we like to call it, sweat is liquid awesome. So you need a liquid awesome towel. You know, if you're going to sweat, you're going to sweat. I mean, I know people are like, ew, I don't like to sweat, but you're going to sweat. If you're not used to working out, I mean, you work out way different parts of your body than you think you're going to work out in this class. And so you bring your liquid awesome towel. Usually when I'm teaching, I supply the water because I want everyone to be hydrated. And so just bring yourself barefoot, sock foot, tennis shoes, leggings, a t-shirt. I don't care. Just don't come, you know, scantily clad. Make sure, and I know this is maybe something you don't want to hear about, George, but women out there that are busty, you want to have at least a good bra or sports bra or something really to hold it all down.
Right. Now, because you brought that up, is there a certain way that people are shaped that they will, say they don't want to really lose weight, but they want to tone up. Is there certain things that they can do? Like if, you know, they love their breast size, but they want to just, you know, make their hips a little curvier, get their butt a little bubble, you know, or something like that. Are there certain moves or certain type of things that they can do in Zumba or the fitness type of thing to make them get to their goal?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. Cardio is a big part of fat burning, and, you know, you're burning a lot of calories during cardio. With Dance Fitness Plus, you're getting cardio and toning. So one of my problem areas that I like to call are my bat wings, as I call them, you know, so my arms. So I love to do the exercises with the triceps, with the weights and the biceps and everything, so I can work out and tone my arms. Legs, you're going to do a lot of legs with a lot of bending. There's specific routines that I've actually watched or done in regular Zumba classes that really work out your legs. So lots of squats that can really build that muscle for you. You know, if you are really out there and you're not wanting to lose weight, I mean, if you're already overweight and you're going to stop being active, you're going to lose weight. That's just how it goes. Because you're introducing something new to your body, and your body is going to react by losing weight. When you're moving, you're losing. That's just how it goes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So when you're moving, you're losing. And so the biggest thing is that if you want to focus on a certain area of the body and you want to do Zumba or do a dance fitness class, the best kind to do is if you're going to do, if you're plus size and you want to do Dance Fitness Plus, great. There's not any type of a class that is out there for you. A good substitute for that, for a Dance Fitness Plus class, if it's not offered in your area, is a Zumba tone class. Because while the Zumba part of it is going to be a little bit more high impact, you can tone down the moves, but there is the break when you're doing the toning. Zumba Tone is one of my favorite classes because of that.
And how long does that usually last? I mean, as far as time.
Oh, yeah, time-wise, Zumba is an hour. And the very first time that I did Zumba, I lasted about 25 minutes before I was dying. But I was doing it. And I kept on going, and I kept on going. And eventually, I just started to adapt the moves, the high impact moves, down to the low impact moves or medium impact moves, so that I could feel like I was doing it and doing well and succeeding at what I was trying to do.
So how long is the Zumba?
A regular Zumba class is 60 minutes as well. Zumba Tone is 60 minutes. Most classes are 60 minutes. Dance Fitness Plus is 45 minutes. It's 30 minutes of cardio and toning, and then 15 minutes of sitting down and getting a group time to talk about fitness goals. It's not about dieting. It's not about even nutrition goals. It's just about fitness goals. It's, okay, well, I want to be able to walk up, you know, a flight of stairs. Or I want to be able to walk from my house to the mailbox. I mean, there's women out there that they can do this. And I just... Some women are confident, some women aren't, and I would love for the BBWs out there to just realize their confidence and that they can do this.
Now, does it have any traditional movements like we used to seeing, you know, like the jumping jacks and maybe, you know, the neck rolling and, you know, stretching and that kind of stuff?
A little bit of neck rolling just on the warm up. I'm in the cool down maybe, but George, you see my body, and this girl don't jump. Okay, there is no jumping here. there's no jumping. I mean, I can teach a high impact move if somebody's more advanced, but I don't think there's going to be jumping for a while. Negative on the jumping. Yeah. Mm-mm. So there's no jumping. And there's, you know, it's not your grandma's jazzercise. You know what I mean? It's not
right.
Your Richard Simmons. You know what I mean? It's a party. It really is. I mean, if you enjoy the dancing, it's a party.
So when we're looking for, when we're, you know, because people like microwave results these days.
Yes.
So is it something that when you're doing this fitness movement thing, is it a lifelong commitment, or is it something that you can put in your short term goals? So, you know, or, you know, is it something you can make as a long term goals? What would you suggest people who are looking to get into this type of thing and want to drop a couple pounds or maybe a lot of weight, but just not able or mobile enough to do that?
Well, the first thing is that you need, in order to change any part of yourself, you need to love yourself enough to make the change. I believe that fitness really should be a lifelong commitment. You don't have to be running out at the gym all the time. You don't have to be, you know, just constantly working out. But working out is addicting. It really is. Zumba, dance fitness, plain old working out at the gym can be addicting. So my suggestion is, if you're not mobile, the first thing is just to do the small movements. If you are not able to walk or stand for a very long time, just do the movements either on a chair, on a couch, any type of movements with your arms, lifting up your legs, lifting up your feet, any type of movement. Fitness should definitely be a short and a long-term goal. I challenge anyone to look up a Zumba routine, Zumba on the internet and see how many calories it burns. And one, there's different sites you can go in and put your weight and then do an hour of Zumba. I mean, you can burn anywhere from, you know, 5 to 1,100 calories in 1 hour class. 1,100 calories is like almost half of a pound. I mean, it's that intense if you're doing it. But as you're beginning your fitness goals, you want to take into consideration what you can accomplish. Don't get out there and be like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Zumba class, but I haven't moved for 6 years, or I hurt my back last year. No. Walking is a great way to start. Water aerobics is a wonderful way to start. You know, we love the water, George, okay? I don't know a plus-size woman out there that really doesn't like the water. We love the water. So water aerobics is a wonderful way to start. They even have Aqua Zumba classes.
That
you
can do
in the water. Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Well, I've actually done an Aqua Zumba class a couple times, and basically you're in the water. You know, you're in your pool in a shallow end where you can stand and stand comfortably, and you're basically doing the Zumba moves in the water. You're using the water for resistance. You feel light. It's not as hard on your body and your joints, any of your joints, really, because of the water. So it is fantastic. Aqua Zumba is a wonderful way to start. If you're hesitant but you like the water, you know, you don't have to wear a bathing suit. You can wear your shorts and your T-shirt or a tank top or whatnot. And anyone who's going to get out there and say, oh, who is maybe afraid somebody's going to, you know, look at them funny or not, you know, oh, well, you know, she's just a big girl out here, whatever, or
right,
trying to be rude or crude, think to yourself, well, you know, I am out here doing something for myself because I love myself.
Correct.
And if people
right
can just get that in their mind, it would be amazing. The change that you would see in this community, period, would be amazing. I've had a couple of conversations with women that are that have lost a lot of weight, or, you know, either through fitness or surgeries or whatever the case may be. And sometimes they feel like they don't belong in the community anymore, you know, and that's been their identity. So they're afraid to continue to make the lifestyle change. There's a woman in the community right now that I'm not going to mention her name because I don't know if I should or not. But she she's amazing, and she's amazing, and she's one of my biggest supporters. And she has lost a lot of weight changing her lifestyle, food wise, and then all nutrition wise, and working out. I mean, her change has been, she's transformed herself, and she looks strong. She feels great. So you have to do what feels great for you. So if what feels great for you is getting in the water, go to a water aerobics class.
Right.
If what feels great to you is walking, get outside. Just, I mean, if you live in somewhere, if you're blessed enough to live somewhere warm and like Utah where it's cold, get out and walk. If it's an accomplishment, just if you get out and walk from your front door to the mailbox maybe, or maybe walk to little bits of walking. Park a few stalls away from where you normally park from when you're going to the store. Any little type of fitness, any little type of movement is going to get you jump started.
And you know what? You bring up such a great point. Is who cares if people are laughing or snickering? Because to tell you the truth, they're laughing and snickering because they think that you're big and you're disgusting or whatever. But you're doing something about it. They always say fat people are lazy. They're not. They don't ever do anything. Well, if they're out working out, isn't that what the skinny people say that they should do?
Wait, so why are you out there snickering when you're saying, you know, this war on obesity out here, and they're saying you need to get moving. Well, get to what you're moving. You know, why are you looking at me like, why are people looking at me like I'm crazy when, you know, I'm out here doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Right. And I think, you know, last night I talked about do you love yourself? And I think that's the love that we have for ourselves, it needs to be more important than what we project from other people and what they think about us. Because
yes.
If you want to lose weight because you want to lose weight, or you feel like you need to be healthier, just my opinion, or if you just want to lose weight, period, you know, you have to do something because you want to do it, not because you're being pressured by your family or you're being pressured by your loved ones or, I'm going to say this because it's my show and I can say whatever I want, but I really get tired of people saying, you know, well, I want to be around for my children. Well, you know, there's some, like you said, there's some skinny people who have way better, way worse diseases than people who are overweight. Like my wife, she is completely healthy. I got high blood pressure. I got high cholesterol. I got everything. I got diabetes. I got everything under the sun, you know. So, and this is before I even gained a little weight. So, you know, it's not about always about your physical appearance. The weird thing is, another thing that's really strange is that doctors will tell the patient to lose weight as if it will cause them to cure them, which that's a bunch of baloney. But
yeah, what are
you
being cured from exactly? You know,
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure that out still.
Everyone has some choices to make. You know what I mean? Everyone has a choice to make. I myself have been presented with a choice that I had to make. And so when it comes to weight loss, you know, don't try any fad diets. You know, if you want to lose weight, it's so simple. I mean, and I hate to say it's simple, but it doesn't even work for me really. But what I'm saying is it's a mindset. Really is what it's about. It's a mindset. I mean, if you want to eat healthy, great. And different things work for different people. Some people do great on Weight Watchers. I did horrible on Weight Watchers. Some people do great doing vegan. I know somebody, I mean, she's fantastic doing vegan. Some people are, you know, Atkins, which I have some issue a little bit with Atkins, but it's changed so much over the years, so there's a lot better, you know, there's a lot more better healthy things out there. But finding a good physician, a family practice doctor, is a good thing to do. If you don't have insurance, maybe there's a clinic in your area that does it on a sliding scale. But finding a good family practice doctor is important. Someone that knows that, you know, it's not about being skinny, it's about being fit. And so that's really, really important. making good choices in your food, but you don't have to eat like a rabbit every day. You know, I mean, enjoy your food. You know, do the things that you know you need to do. But I'll tell you, when you start working out, it kind of sparks something in you. You're like, I'm doing all this work. Why am I going to put all this crap in my body?
Right.
You know, you might lessen down your indulgences that you love to have because you think, gosh, I'm doing all this work. I'm working out. I'm doing the things that I need to do for myself and for my health. I'm trying to, like you said you have high cholesterol. Maybe you're do exercises so you can get your cholesterol down or changing your diet for cholesterol. But a lot of people are in the dark.
Let me tell you my weakness. I love chicken wings. That's my weakness right there. I can't, you know, when I go to Kitty's Club, I mean, her bar got the best wings in Dallas. I can't help it. It calls my name. I, you know, it's kind of.
I love prime rib, and so people, my friends joke with me because I always say whenever we go to eat prime rib somewhere, I'm like, I'm not going to eat anything else. I'm just going to eat my weight in prime rib because I freaking love prime rib. I love red meat. And so I know it's out there. The indulgences are out there. And so what's important to think is that, you know, you're going to don't deny yourself anything. Because the minute you deny yourself something is the minute you're going to want it, and you're going to want it in excess. And so because you're psychologically saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, a good way to say something if you make this type of a lifestyle choice is saying, I don't eat this, or I don't eat that, or like I don't drink soda, or I don't, you know, eat red meat, or I don't eat whatever it is you don't want to eat. You can change your mind that way. But don't ever deny yourself something. If you want to eat some chocolate, okay. It's not going to kill you. It hasn't killed you so far. Just don't eat
right.
One entire 2-pound bag of M&M's. Maybe get a snack size. I'm just saying, maybe get a snack size. Maybe a couple snack size bags. You know, and people need to really, I really feel like the BBW community, for the most part, is a family. And we just support each other so much. And I think that if we all got on a bandwagon, I don't think there would be like a huge mass weight loss or anything, but I think that people would start to feel good. And that's the difference is if you feel good. Whether it's emotionally, spiritually, physically, you are going to feel good when you do something for yourself. Health-wise, period.
Right.
But Pete, how did you just find out that you had all these things, like just bam, 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 okay, cholesterol, diabetes, blah, blah, blah? Did you find all these things out all at one time?
No, I've been fighting with high blood pressure and cholesterol since I was 18. So,
oh, wow, okay.
So it's hereditary. I grew up on Popeye's chicken.
The same house.
At Church's Chicken, you know, because I was poor, and so that's the only, and my mama worked at Popeye's, and so, you know, she brought home whatever she can bring home, so.
Right.
And we ate a lot of junk food and stuff like that, you know, cheap stuff that we could survive on, you know, bologna and stuff like that, and eating a lot of pig, but, you know, whatever, you know what I mean, that was my life, but as I got older and I got out of the Army, I was taking medication for my PTSD, and the medication that I was taking made me gain weight. And so when I was taking the medication, I had an incident with that pushed me over because of the stress. And all of a sudden I didn't say all of a sudden, but I developed diabetes. So I've only been treated for diabetes for a year, and I've been doing different things too. I've been to Zumba classes. I did a lot of work. I worked out. But because I've got, you know, joint problems and stuff like that, I've kind of cut back because my doctor said you need to give your body time to heal up and rest. And so I'll be doing the aquatic thing. And so you said they got the water Zumba. I'm really interested in that kind of stuff.
Yes, look it up at your rec center, or if your gym has a pool, Aqua Zumba is really a really good class. You can actually look it up on the Zumba website. Not that I'm promoting Zumba, I'm just saying you can find your classes on the Zumba website. You can find your Aqua Zumba classes, you can find your Zumba Gold classes, which Zumba Gold is kind of where they're, you know, sweating to the oldies. It's kind of geared more to the elderly or the older generation with music and movement, taking care of your joints and things like that, you know, because there's a lot of things like that going on. But I think that people are, the reason I ask the question is because, to you, is because I think a lot of people are oblivious to what could be going on in their body. You know, they say, okay, well, I'm overweight, and they might think they have high blood pressure, and they don't. They might think they have diabetes, and they don't. Or just because you're overweight doesn't set you into this, you know, okay, I'm going to have all these problems. It just doesn't.
Right, and a lot of that happens because they either don't have health care to go see a doctor to get regular checkups. I mean, I think you can go to the clinic and get that stuff for free, I think. I'm not sure. But
you can in a lot of places.
I think I should do some research and put that out there and put it on my webpage. I'll do that.
I think you should.
Do you have a website or a link or anything that I could put up on my page so people who are...
Not yet. No, I'm
okay.
Working on a lot of different things. I've had a few, like you said, I have a hectic schedule. Like you, when you said people think fat people are lazy, I got four kids. there's no lazy here. No, I have four children. I work. I have my boyfriend, he has PTSD, which you know what that's like, and so does your wife.
Right.
And so there's no lazy around here, you know? Definitely, once I get everything set and a website set up, I will definitely give you the link to that so that you can put it on your page. And I just, like I said, I really, really feel that you can be fat and fit. And there might be 100 docs out there that's going to tell me differently, but I can tell you by my blood pressure is not high. I have other health problems, but my blood pressure is not high. I don't have high cholesterol. I'm not even on the verge of diabetes. So people need to go get your checkups. Take advantage. If you're a veteran, you can go to your VA hospital. You can also, sometimes they have the mobile places where you can go and get a checkup there. Look into your community resources. Get yourself checked out. See what kind of condition you're in, you know, and then make the choice from there. If you feel like you want to start making some changes in your life and get fit, then great, go for it. If you're comfortable the way you are, which everyone should be, great. Even if you just are curious about the class, I will be teaching at the Well-Rounded event this year. For a whole entire week. I'm very, very excited.
And what time is that going to be?
Bree is a godsend. She sent it. She put it at 11 o'clock. Because, you know, people are partying in Vegas. And 9 o'clock is an early time, okay? It's early for me. And so, right? Because this is my vacation. I'm like, I want to, you know. But Bree has just been wonderful. And she put it to 11 o'clock so people can enjoy, you know, maybe get up, get some breakfast, or, you know, roll out of bed from drinking all night. You know, but yeah.
I would recommend do it early in the morning. That way you don't eat. Cause I like to exercise before I eat. That's only because, you know, I'm used to doing that in the military, but because you got to work before you eat. That was our deal, I guess. But
work before you eat. Yep, I'm telling you what. But, yeah, get if you have a chance to go to Well-Rounded, and if you have – If there is an event that you do want to have me to teach Dance Fitness Plus at, you can contact me on Facebook. You can contact me by email. It's alisapabergman@gmail.com. And just email me, and I'm pretty good to travel. I have a flexible work schedule, so I can travel pretty much where I need to go. And if, you know, and I'm always happy to talk to people. If they have questions about fitness, if they have questions about Zumba, if they want to know where they can find some community resources, you know, I'm pretty good to be able to get back to people and talk to people about whatever they want to know. or if I don't know the answer, I'm happy to tap into my friend Tess to get the answer.
Okay. All right. Well, do you got anything, last words you want to say, or you want to keep on, or you got time to...
Well, I do have to. My 4-year-old is, you know, at the bit. Like, Mom, can we please go to bed? So.
Well, that's all right. I know it's kind of late. So I thank you for coming on. I thank you for your time and all the wonderful information that you put out. You're always welcome to come back on the show and talk about anything you would like, especially fitness. Tell my girls I said hi. Give them a hug and a kiss for me, and I'll see them soon.
I will.
All right. Have a good night, honey.
You too. And remember, if you live to move and move to live, people.
And you heard it from Miss Alicia. Have a good night.
Thanks, George. You too, hon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. And look, I've had the first hour was awesome, like it always is. This show is always on it. When it comes to certain things, I'd say certain things, I'd say all things. We've been fortunate to be on air for almost a month, and it just continues to get better and better and better and better. Now, what I would like to say before we start on our next segment, which I have nothing planned, so I'm just gonna be rattling off at the mouth as usual, unless somebody wants to call in and sound off, you know, something that's bothering, you know, something that's on their heart, on their mind. They wanna just talk about stuff. So I just want to comment on a couple things that she says, which every time my guest hangs up or you know, dismisses early, I always do. Once again, I'd like to thank her very much for giving me the opportunity and the time that she has, because she's a busy woman, as everybody is a busy person, but willing to come on the air and share with my wonderful listeners her passion for fitness and movement. And as you heard from her, she said some very important things that really resonated to me, that when I remember doing the class, that, you know, when I was back in the day, when I was super fit, when I was in the military, I did the stair stepping, and I did the you know, the aerobics thing. I wanted to be an aerobic instructor. I loved it so much, and to be able to move like that, to be fluent. But, you know, as we get older, our bodies start to, you know, slow down. And in our mind, our mentality is we're still young. But I wish I could. Uh-oh, we've got a caller. You know what that means. Hello. How you doing, caller? Can you say your name? Where you from?
Hello? Oh, hello?
Hello, go ahead.
I'm Dawn from Texas.
Oh, can you hold on? We got another caller. Hold on. Buddha. Hello. Hello, caller. Can you say your name and where you're from, please?
Yeah, this is Brian Lewis from Grand Prairie, Texas.
Doing it in Texas. All right, can you give me a second? Go ahead, Dawn.
A what?
I was telling my first caller to go ahead. Don, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to kind of touch base on some stuff that Elisa said. You know, she said that you can be overweight and you can be healthy. There are so many people that disagree with that fact, and it drives me crazy. And they say that there is no possible way, just because you don't have high blood pressure, just because your cholesterol is good, because you're not diabetic, because you don't have aches and pains and you don't need to rely on medication every minute of your life and everything like that, they do not claim that that is healthy. Okay, in this day and age, almost everybody takes something. So for me to say, you know, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol. I don't have high blood sugar. I have 20/20 vision. I can see something up on a hill 50 miles away. You know, I don't really have any aches and pains. And I mean, and as you know, I'm a very big woman, and I consider myself healthy. And what, you know, what just kind of chaps my hide is, like, I don't go to, when I do have anything that might be hurting me, I know that it is out of the ordinary because, like I said, I am not one who is in pain. I go to the doctor, and all I hear is, you need to lose weight. And I'm like, I have been fat since I was 3 years old, okay? This pain has not been here my whole life. You need to do something and look at it and hurt it and look at it and find out what is hurting me. And they will not even take the time to do that for you. And it just, it's so unfair. It is how I feel. It's so unfair. And, like, my late husband, when we went to go get health insurance, my husband had a high, my husband was skinny. He was 175 pounds and 6 foot tall. He was a smoker. He had high blood pressure. I don't know what his cholesterol was or anything like that, but I know that he was, like, his blood pressure was extremely high. He was a very high anxiety, high stress kind of man. And we, the two of us, went to go get life insurance, and they would not give me life insurance because I was high risk, because I was overweight. You know, I didn't smoke, I didn't do any of that stuff, but I was high risk, and they would not give me life insurance. He died at the age of 41 years old of a heart attack in his sleep. Okay? I am 42. I have lived longer than him, and it's just, that's another one of those things where it slaps you in the face when you want to slap them in the face and say, look how stupid you are. Look how stupid you are. He died. He was so-called perfectly healthy in your book, and he's dead at the age of 41 from a heart attack, and I'm still kicking.
Right.
And my heart is still fine. My blood pressure is still fine. Now, for you, George, you have always been thin and in shape and everything like that, and you have hurt. Your body has hurt the whole time I have known you. I mean, you were, when I met you, you already had, 40% disability because of your aches and your pains and you hurt. You get a new doctor, you go see them now, and they don't even try to help you with your pain. They just tell you, you know what, dude, you got to lose weight, and you won't hurt. And it's like, and you're just like, oh, okay. And that's when we got in the car, and I said, oh, George, I said, well, how does it feel? You're starting to be treated with the fat syndrome. That everything that's wrong with you is because you're fat. It doesn't matter that you hurt and had those aches and pains before you were fat, but now you're going to be treated like, you know, you're going to be treated like you're just kind of pathetic because you're overweight. So, but I just wanted to just kind of go off on about that because it is something that I've dealt with my whole life. And to me, I just feel it's very, very unfair.
Okay. I need you to stay on the line. Need you to stay on line. Mr. Lewis from Texas, can you go ahead and chime in, sir?
Oh, I'm just chiming in. I'm just seeing what's going on with the conversation I was listening to, and very interesting. Because, like, you know, I believe in fitness. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You know, but at the same time, I believe one should just, you know, live how they want to live, but just try to maintain some type of health, you know, and not try to be a burden on the public.
What do you mean by being a burden on the public?
Recently, I know I saw on TV or news clipping about a 1,000-pound woman, and she needed help. I mean, she's going to die, but she got to that 1,000 pounds only one way, and no one stopped her. I thought that was wrong, morally wrong. That is, to me, like a form of self-hatred. Why do that?
Do you know a lot of obese women or men?
No, I don't know a lot. I know a few.
Well, I've been around big women all my life, and majority of them eat like birds.
Right. I'm not saying
The way sign up form works, I'm not supposed to comment on that. I just put my two cents in. But you can go ahead and continue to talk, please.
No, I'm good. I was just wondering.
I love the conversation that you're going with, because you feel like that person who ate themselves to 1,000 pounds was a burden on the public, because you assume that we have to pay her medical bills because she couldn't afford to work or health care, correct?
Yeah, but she could afford to eat. And that's the thing. We got this whole, I don't know, this whole thing like it's whatever, and feel sorry for myself, whatever. I'm 1,000 pounds, and oh, my God, I want to live. I want love. I want marriage. I want children. I'm like, you know, it's a little too late now.
Well,
you know,
there's some men who like women that big.
Huh?
There's men who like women at 1,000 pounds.
I guess, you know, it's each their own, but it's like now you're crying for help from the public. You got to get a crane and a helicopter and put it all on TV. It's just, I don't know. I just think something's wrong with that.
And why do you think something's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's just like, why y'all allow it like that? Why? Why would you allow her to be 1,000 pounds? For what purpose?
I don't know. I guess that's for that person to say, I guess. What do you think about that, Don?
Unless she's submissive and, you know, he's doing her all night, you know what I'm saying? Dude, she's home. But it's like, what? I just thought that was kind of trippy to me. And trust me, I love big women, but, you know, there's a limit. Every man has his limit. I'm not going to, any man is not going to tell you no different.
Yes?
You want to respond off of that?
Well, what I was going to say is about, you know, the women who want to, you know, that's their goal. There's some women who are like, my goal is to eat myself so I'm immobile. And, I mean, those women, that's a fetish thing for themselves. That's their own fantasy. I mean, they're, you know, there's the feedies and feeders, you know, which I'm sure, you know about. And
right.
that's to them, that's like a whole sexual thing for them. And that's why they do it. I mean,
I understand
where you're coming from, that like, okay, well, when, you know, we have to cut out a door or people have to go through all this stuff, you know. But, I mean, as long as you feel that way about everything else, though, too, and it's not just one-sided for fat people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I mean, yeah.
I'm basically women, you know. But it's
yeah,
like,
okay. Well, that's the thing, because some people specifically,
crazy
right.
things to see. I'm like, what?
Right. But see, some people just hate on big people only, and they talk about the burden of what big people, you know, will do in this world, but they don't look at other people who have things that cost, that are a burden to people as well. I mean, you know, like the people who are alcoholics and drink and drive and kill people's family members. I mean, that's a burden. You know, trust me, I've lost a husband. I know what it's like to suddenly be a widow at the age of 36 and have children, you know. And
right.
Not that that was an alcoholic thing, but, you know, as long as you don't agree with other things like that, then, I mean, you're not being specific and targeting.
No. But I will say, what are y'all thoughts on Mayor Bloomberg? He was trying to ban soft drinks in New York City, and it failed. Today, actually, it failed. First, it said it passed, then it failed.
Well,
his war on obesity. What he looked at is his war on obesity. He don't want children to be big. I mean, how did the BBW community feel about it? I mean, I don't know how, you know, often y'all get into politics, but I thought it was a pretty serious issue. Now it's telling the government's telling you now how to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Do you know the whole story behind that?
I don't know the whole story. I just caught bits and clips of it. but
what they were doing was they were banning large size soft drinks, and they weren't the only thing they were banning was you know, like the little food carts that are on the side of the streets.
Yeah, they
couldn't sell large drinks or large energy drinks on those carts. They couldn't do that. That's what they were trying to ban. They weren't trying to ban. They weren't trying to ban sodas in school. They weren't trying to ban sodas in restaurants and all that stuff. That's what they were trying to ban. So, like, when you walk out of your office, the first thing you see is a hot dog cart, and you can get you a large soda and a cart and a hot dog, and you just go about your business. So, the whole thing about that is they weren't necessarily taking a stand against obesity. They were just trying to, in my opinion, trying to curtail or get people out of jobs. That's my opinion, but that gets a little deeper. But I do understand the point about sodas and all that stuff. I think because of the amount of sugars that are in sodas and energy drinks today, that they shouldn't be sold at schools. But when I grew up, I didn't have food at my house. So when they had a Coke machine and I had borrowed some money from a friend, I went to the Coke machine and got me a Coke, and it filled my belly for at least a little bit, you know. So I'm not justifying drinking soda because you have nothing to eat. But for those people who drink a large drink or soda, that's probably the only beverage they get all day. We can't get real clean water because majority of our water is ran through the sewage. So, for example, because Texas is in a drought, our water shortage has been drawn back. And so they're talking about, in some cities, using the sewer system as the water, but purifying it and cleaning it. Now, is that something that we wanted to our children to drink? Is that something we want to drink? I don't think so.
Of course not.
Of course not. So when we lived in Oregon, the water we got was from the Blue River. It's Mackenzie River itself. That water is so pure and clean. I've lived all over the world, and I tell you what, that water is the best. You can drink the water out of the faucet in the bathroom. It still tastes good. But we moved here to Wichita Falls, and the water tastes horrible. So we got to drink. We got to drink bottled water or water from the stores. Now, on top of that, not everybody can go to the store and buy 2 and 3 bottles of gallons of water just to maintain and drink, or they drink tap water. So we've got to. I know I'm taking a while, but I got to break it down from my understanding of it, the way I stand and stuff. So when we talk about health and we're talking about people's ability to be healthy. Yes, we have to choose what foods we eat. Plus, it comes with you know, supplication with exercise, like you said.
Yeah.
But when we start talking about, in my view, if you feel that you want to spend 99 cents on a 2 liter pop, or spend $3 or $3 for 3 jugs of water, well, you've got to make that choice. Is your kids going to drink three gallons of water, and they're going to drink that soda pop? Well, that's all how we raise our children. So we talk about war on obesity, but they don't make it accessible or available to people who are poor.
Okay. I'll put you on that.
I'm sorry, I know I kind of got a little deep on it, but I mean, that's just my take on it. What do you think about it, honey? I mean, Dawn?
About the soda? Well, you know what? I kind of like to be able to monitor how much soda that my children drink and, you know, to have it, you know, to not have it be sold at a vending machine, you know, at schools. You know, hey, I'm down for that.
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but we got another caller. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
What time it is? Caller, go ahead and say your name. Where are you from?
No, this is Russell from Texas. Can you hear me?
Russell from Texas. How you doing, Mr. Russell?
How's it going, G-Bell? You remember me?
Is this Russell Bond?
You know it, man.
Oh, let me tell you about. I'm sorry to get off on the call. This is Russell Bond. When I was a senior, he was a freshman quarterback. He came in, stepped in, and he done us justice. I love you, Russell. I still remember you. I thank you, man. I appreciate you. A freshman stepped in. We won some games. That's my boy. How you doing, Mr. Russell? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just was laying in bed, decided to click on listen, and I was listening for the last hour, and I was just calling in to comment.
Okay, go ahead.
My first thought was, you know, the girl called in about the life insurance, and, you know, I'm sure there's some, you know, I can understand how she feels about it being unfair, but, you know, the other side of the story is that, I mean, they go by statistics, you know. I mean, and I'm not saying every big person is not healthy. Like y'all were saying, big people can be in shape or healthy. I mean, look at sumo wrestlers. I mean, they're probably in great shape. They're just big guys, you know. But statistically, I mean, I work in the health field, and just the number game is that, you know, the majority of healthy, bigger people tend to be a little bit more unhealthy, you know? So that's just where they're coming from. It's just statistics, you know? I mean, it's just like, I guess, gambling or anything like that. I mean, you go by statistics and go by what the odds are of somebody getting sick, you know? So that's where that came from. But now the water thing, I mean, you're talking about the water, but, you know, a Coke, I don't really drink Cokes at all myself, but, I mean, just a single Coke is $1.29 these days at the gas station. Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go to Walmart and buy a 24-pack of water for $3.99. So, I don't agree with you in the fact that, you know, I think it is a choice if you want the Coke or drink the water. You know, I think it's affordable for, you know, anybody. Mm-hmm. But that was my opinion on that. I don't know.
Can I ask you what you do, if you don't mind telling the listeners, what do you do as far as in the health field?
I'm actually an anesthesia provider, so I see, you know, so in that aspect, I mean, I see, people come in for surgery. Well, every single patient I take back for surgery, I interview them and I get their health history. And you know, I even do other people's cases. Like if they're in a room and I'm out, I'll go see other people's patients. So on an average day, I see probably 20 patients a day and get their full health history, you know, from them.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got a health provider. We got a health provider on board. I feel professional now. So
right.
Professional show. Go ahead, honey.
And I agree with y'all. I mean, there's plenty of skinny people that are not healthy. I mean, a lot of people smoke and drink too much. I mean, and then there's also genetic factors involved. But, you know, just from statistically, if you just look at the overall picture, I mean, a lot of times your bigger people tend to have a few more health problems than the skinnier ones, you know. I mean, that's just from my personal experience of interviewing people day in and day out, you know.
Now, I'm sorry, I was going to get to another caller, but have you ever seen a doctor do anesthesia on a big person before?
No.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, Russell.
Yeah, I do anesthesia on big people. Are you asking that?
Okay.
I interview a lot of patients, but my job is actually to go back to surgery and put them to sleep.
Okay, right. So do you find it difficult to administer the anesthesia a lot more with larger people from, say from the 300-pound range to 400-pound range?
What was the question again? Do I find what?
Do you find it more difficult because of the fat or the extra padding or whatever you want to call it to get the anesthesia where it needs to go?
No. It's not a problem with that. The only problem with larger people is that they have decreased reserves a lot of times in their it's called the FRC. And so basically, whenever we give medicines which cause people to stop breathing, sometimes, like when you take the mask off to put the tube in, sometimes bigger people, their oxygen saturation will start dropping a little faster than somebody that's a little bit smaller. But
right.
you know, we do it so quick that most of the time, if people have good airway, I mean, you throw it in, you don't notice it. But then if you end up having to take like, you know, 20 seconds or so to start, you know, getting the tube in, trying to get it in there, well, then you can see the decrease in sat a little bit sooner in larger people.
Okay.
But as far as the answer to your meds and everything, no. I mean, if they have an IV, I mean, it's just, you know, you're giving drugs IV. I mean, it's straight to the blood, straight into your veins, you know. So that usually doesn't affect it at all.
Okay. Does anybody have a question for Russell?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Dawn, and comment.
About what?
Oh, anything. I thought you were going to comment, and I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just, referring to the soda thing. I was just saying that I would like to be able, you know, to control how much soda my children have. So, you know, the fact that they don't have vending machines, you know, at some schools, because I know the school in Oregon, they took the vending machine out that had candy and, you know, soda and stuff like that, and they just had a machine that had water. And, you know, the kids thought it sucked, but I personally didn't have an issue with it because as parents, I mean, we should be monitoring and what our children eat and care, and giving a crap about what they put in their mouths. So, I mean, I don't have an issue with that, and I mean, I know that Autumn was, you know, at their school, they cut out white gravy, and so they were going to have a campaign, you know, white gravy 2012, and all these kids were upset that they lost their white gravy, and I'm like, really? That's just kind of sad. I mean, you know, parents do need to monitor what their kids eat, regardless. That's so.
Mr. Lewis, you
want to
comment on that? You
want to
comment on the soda thing?
Me, personally, I try to cut back on it. I drink soda. I mean, I'm 43, so I grew up on soda, so I don't know. You tell me, is it really killing us? I don't know.
Hey, you know how much sugar is in that?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. So,
is it 28 grams of sugar in a Coke? Like
I know. Let me look it up for sure. 20.
It's a lot. I got it on my Facebook.
Okay.
Let's see. It's. I just posted it the other day.
It said 65 grams of sugar.
65.
But that's still a lot of sugar. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
so, Russell, did you hear about the case in New York?
Which
you
one was
know,
that?
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
No, I didn't hear about the one in New York. No.
It said that the mayor of New York wanted to ban sodas, basically off of food carts. But he wanted to ban large drinks and energy drinks off of food carts. What is your take on that?
Oh yeah,
you know,
I did hear y'all talking about that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really big on the government like regulating things on us. You know, I'm not really a big government kind of person. But I think it just comes down to personal choice. You know, I mean,
right.
You know, I think when you're fed up and if you want to make a change, you'll make a change, and if you don't, no, you won't. You know, and I just believe it's really just all about your calorie intake versus output. I mean, it's just a simple math. I mean, there was a study when I was living in Memphis. I can't remember if it was a nationwide study or if it was a local one. But this guy, he decided to eat nothing but, like, Twinkies and, like, you know, snacks for his like for, like, a week or a month or something like that. But he only ate, like, 1,200 calories. So he wasn't eating a lot of them throughout the day, but he was eating like, what, 4 or 5? I don't know how many are in, you know, how much calories are in it. But he ended up losing weight because he was still only taking in 1,200 calories.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, you know, and so his point of the study was, it's not, you know, it's basically, you know, calories intake versus calorie output. Now, of course, if you want to be like a bodybuilder, of course, you know, you're not going to get shredded up eating Twinkies 1,200 calories, you know, but you can lose weight, you know.
Now, isn't that part of metabolism? What about his metabolism is high? I mean, if he's got a high metabolism, he's going to burn it off anyway.
Right.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
That's just part of taking care of yourself, is knowing how your metabolism works, what work don't work. I mean, but that's, you know, like you said, it all comes down to choice. You know, people going to do what they're going to do regardless. So, you know.
Okay, well, let me ask you two questions, Russell and Mr. Lewis. Do you think that people can be fit? Do you think fat people can be fit? I guess that's the question. Can fat people be fit? I mean, not defined by being skinny, but being able to be mobile and continue to do the things that they need to do. I guess we'd have to define what fit really means, I guess. I mean.
Yeah, true. You know, these they own. So, I mean, I don't know. You just know when someone's fit, you know, someone's healthy. They just, you know, stand out. You know, it's just, you know, got a glow and shine to you. You know, when you're unhealthy, you don't look it.
You just don't look good, right?
Yeah, you don't look. You look ratchet. It ain't working, you know. So.
I think you can be fit. I mean, I think every weekend you see people finishing half marathons and marathons that are big. I mean, you know, people. I think people can be fit. You know, I mean, yeah, you can.
Okay, well, then, you know, there's a couple questions that she, I mean, a couple things she said in the interview that I wanna ask. And one of the things she said was, Dawn said, she said, because people go into the hospitals and that they think because they're big, they are unfit and they have, the reason why they hurt or they ache is because they're fat. What's your take on that, Russell?
Well, I mean, I think there is a lot of that out there. You know, there's people that come in with back pain and knees that we do injections on the back or total knees and stuff like that. And, you know, the doctors will sit there and talk and, you know, say, you know, this because they're overweight, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, and I mean, does it play a factor? I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't follow these patients as much as some other health professionals do, because I just see them the day of surgery and then they leave me, you know. You know, I don't know the answer if it, you know, I'm sure it plays a small, some role, but I mean, how much, I don't know, you know.
Well, it's just basically your opinion. I'm not, I know you're a health provider, but I'm not, if you don't know, you don't know. I can take that.
George, do I have another minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I guess another thing you got to remember that is there's different types of, you know, being in shape. I mean, I do CrossFit and I run, but
awesome.
Like, you know, just longer runs. But like if I go play basketball, man, running up and down the court, I get tired fast because it's just a totally different type of in shape, you know.
Right. That's very true.
So there's a lot of, you know, if you start doing something and continue to do it, you know, you'll get in shape in that aspect, you know, but. You know, it's just different types of in shape.
That's very true. I mean, I would second that because I couldn't do that now either. So, Mr. Lewis, what do you think? Mr. Lewis, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What do you think?
About what?
We covered a lot of things, so you need to be specific which thing you want his opinion on.
Okay. You gave your opinion that you know, big people can't be fit, but he also said that, you know, he has problems. He does cross country and he also does cross fitness, but for him to play basketball, you know, he's not as in shape as, you know, doing smaller or shorter sprints. So do you think that people who are overweight are morbidly obese could actually do those kind of things and still keep up. I mean, have you experienced?
And still keep up? In my life experience, I haven't seen it.
What do you think about? What do you think, Don?
Well, I think that if it's somebody who has always been active their whole life, because I know some guys that are real big, you know. I mean,
right.
And they've played sports and stuff their whole life, and I mean, not only are they huge, they're fast. I mean, like
yeah.
this one guy who's kind of like my brother George. I'm talking about Chad. You know, he's huge. And when he plays football, I mean, he was down. People were just amazed at how fast he could move and everything. So if somebody has been active their whole life and they're big, I absolutely think that they can have the stamina and everything to keep up with others. And when I was in high school, I was active. I And I went to a PE class at a community college with all these real skinny, prissy girls, and I'm not saying all girls, skinny girls are prissy. I'm saying the ones that I was in class with were prissy.
Right.
And we had to go run like a half mile. And in PE every day, we had to run 2 miles. And so a half mile was nothing. And here I was, you know, blubber butt, running down the track, kicking all their asses. They couldn't even run half a track. And they all had to stop and were going to die. And I ran the half mile, and I was like, y'all are wussies. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, George Beverly, stop it. I hear you laughing at me.
I've been inexperienced. You know, I was with a heavy woman, you know, and we had to walk, and she couldn't keep up. You know, I thought she was going to die on me. Probably going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is definitely different. I mean, you know, but that's the thing, because everybody's different, you can't judge.
Right.
You can't, you know, make the statement, you know what, fat people can't keep up, because there are some that can. Now, me personally right now,
okay,
hell no. And I will admit it. So when I was in high school, now, mm-mm.
Oh, I got a comment in the chat room. Brooke says, she says, hell yeah, we can. We can run circles around these skinny bitches.
Aww.
So
hey,
let me ask you.
Yeah,
what's
up? Yeah. You about to ask me? Were you about to ask me something?
I was about to ask you a question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, Russell, are you married?
I am.
Okay. So if your wife gained weight, right, like a significant amount of weight, say, I don't know how big she is, but say she weighs about 250, right?
Right.
Would you be unattracted to her because of her weight, or would it be something that you would have to work out between you and your wife?
I mean, I wouldn't be unattracted to her. You know, I mean, I didn't marry her for her looks. You know, I think the looks is only the first few years of dating, you know, and after that, you know, if you don't have anything deeper, then, you know, I don't think you're going to get to the marriage part anyways. But, I mean, you're asking the question of, you know, my wife and me, we're just both, I mean, we love to work out. You know, that's what we love to do that. So, I mean, it's kind of a, I mean, like, I guess it could happen, you know, you could hurt yourself and you just can't work out. But no,
right.
I wouldn't love her any less, no. I mean, you know.
Right.
Just knowing us, you know, we'd probably try to figure out something like you said, like the water aerobics or water Zumba, you know, whatever you could do to, you know, burn calories. And, you know, just you'd have to really, she'd want to really hit her diet really hard, you know, if she couldn't work out. You know, that's just the way she is, though, you know. But, no,
right.
I wouldn't.
And you remember how I was, right, in the high school. And I'm 2 sizes of that right now. I'm about 136. I weighed myself the other day. Excuse me, 236. So, you know, for me, you know, I've never been big, and I've always been athletic. I've always been fit. I don't know how athletic I was, but I've always been fit. I was always been a runner when I was in the Army, and I just find it's difficult now because I've been injured in Iraq and stuff like that. It's really hard for me to even walk long distances, and even because I love to dance, it's harder on my body, and I'm getting older. So like my wife said, Dawn said, she says I go to the hospital and they don't even want to help me because they tell me to lose weight. But I got a new doctor. He doesn't even know my history. You know, he just assumes that I'm big because I'm big. So
yeah.
So
and like I said, I think that just goes to what I was saying. Like just statistically, you know, it's just statistically that's what they see that day in and day out of people being plus size, and then you know they see that they have more health problems. So that's why they're you know in their mind that's just what they think now. You know.
Right.
But not every case is like that. Like y'all have already proved that, you know, not every case is like that. And it's sad that, you know, they do think like that. But, I mean, that's just kind of, you know, conditioning, you know, I guess you call it.
Right. So let me ask you this real great question because I've always – not always, but you said you do cross fitness, right?
Correct.
All right. And me and my wife love watching that stuff. Do you think that a bunch of people they consider to be overly obese could compete in those kind of events.
Like in the games on TV, like against those people, is that what you're asking?
Not against those people, but against their peers, you know, other big people.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, I guess if they made a competition, you know, they could. But I mean, as far as coming to do cross, just going to a CrossFit class, each person you tailor the CrossFit to, you know, yourself. Like, so there's some people that may come in and we'll do exercises where they may just have the bar and, like, you know, do snatches or cleans with the bar. Where,
right.
You know, some people put on 225 pounds and do cleans, you know. So that's tailored to, you know, it's tailored to yourself. And, you know, the few gyms I've been to, you know, they're not going to be in your face yelling at you, you know, if you need a break or anything like that. But don't get me wrong, I know CrossFit. You know, if you push yourself too fast, if you're competitive, you try to do the weight the guy next to you doing, and people do get hurt in CrossFit. So if you already have injuries, I don't know if it's the best thing to do, you know.
Right. Mr. Lewis, have you ever seen a CrossFit?
A CrossFit? No, I haven't seen one.
Oh, okay. It's basically like a decathlon kind of sort of, I guess you would say. With our Strongest Man contest, they got different events that these people
right.
got to do, and then they have their times, and whoever has the best time pretty much wins the whole event, but they do it over several months or different places and stuff like that. So do you think that people who are obese could compete in those kind of things?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess the problem, George, the problem is that a lot of the exercises in CrossFit, you know, like you may have to do 50 pull-ups. Well,
right.
See, a lot of those guys that compete, you know, they look big on TV, but a lot of them are just shredded and they weigh like 170 pounds, you know, pure muscle. So, you know, if you're obese, you know, if you're gonna have to do 50 pull-ups, I mean, you got to be pretty strong to pull up, you know, whatever you weigh. You know, if you weigh, let's just say you weigh 300, okay. Well, I mean, 50 pull-ups at 300, I mean, I couldn't tie 300 pounds on myself and pull, you know, that weight, you know?
Oh, come on now. Shoot, Rocky Balboa did it when he fought the Russian. Come on.
Yeah, he did it once.
I mean, you saw him carried along through the snow? Come on, man. That was the original. Okay, I'm going to put myself on blast because I love y'all, right? So one day, me and my wife was messing around, and I was talking to her. She picks me up and slips me on the bed, and I slip off the bed. Now, she hurt my manhood. And the reason why she hurt my manhood is because she wasn't supposed to be able to suplex her husband. So my point is this. I think my wife's pretty strong. I think she could do a couple of pull-ups. But I don't know. Just put it out there. All right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty neat story. Okay, so we got 15 minutes left in the show. I'll start with Russell. Is there anything you want to add to what you want to say, or you just want to say something? It doesn't matter what it is. It don't have to be on topic. I'm just glad that you called in. I tell you, before I end, I tell you, Russell, from the bottom of my heart, I have never forgotten you because you inspired me. I wish you wouldn't have went to bar, but you know, things happen in life. You're still a dater to me. But anyway.
Yeah. No, I don't have much to say, but I just wanted to call in, just make a few comments. But I'm actually waking up to go do CrossFit in about 6 hours, so I'm about to sign off too.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
I am. Good talking to you, Will.
All right.
Later.
Bye. Mr. Lewis.
Yeah.
The floor is yours. You can say whatever you want, leave a couple comments, maybe throw a nugget out there, a grenade in the room, and stir somebody's emotions up. All I want you to do is sound off. Go ahead.
Sound off. Oh, boy. And a shout out to all the Texas Treasures. Boy Brian Lewis, right up on here. So, say hi to them, hope they're doing well. And shout out to God, shout out to my family, shout out to my children, everything good. Nothing really heavy on my mind. I thought I was going to call in. You finally caught me at a good time. I can call in, so.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. You made the conversation really interesting and really rich. I appreciate you calling and putting your opinion, because this is what it's about, you know. It's about people's opinions, how they feel.
Right.
So nothing you say is wrong. People may disagree with it, but who cares? It's your opinion.
Yeah, I kind of figure, but, you know, that's me.
I
appreciate you having me. So.
Hey, so you're welcome to come back anytime you want.
Oh, I will.
All right. You have a good night. God bless.
All right, I'm going to chime off. Y'all be good.
All right, you too. All right, Don from Texas. Don from Texas, go ahead. Sound off.
I had nothing to sound off about. I already did.
You can tell me you love me or something.
What? You don't know me like that. Don't talk to me like that.
Oh, all right. Well, then, thank you. Have a good night. Love you. God bless.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Oh, man. This is great. This is what the forum is about. love you, Brookie. Thank you for tuning in. Miss Brooke is one of the Utah girls. She's in the chat room. Can't wait to see her. Yeah, we do miss our Brookie. We do miss her. She's going to be Miss Utah, Miss BBW Utah. If you ain't seen her, she's beautiful. But, you know, they are all BBW beautiful. So, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the forums. My website is up and running currently. It's soundoffforums.com. .net, .org, .info. Doesn't matter what you type in, you still find me. You can Google it. It's in Google as well. All you have to do is go in the browser and go and put www.soundoffforums.com, .net, .whatever. You'll find it. I got them all on there. There's parts of the page that you will need to get access to, because I don't want just any willy-nilly to get on my page without really understanding my philosophy, where I come from, and how I feel about my perspective in life. If you've been listening to the Sound Off Forums, you know how I get down. All the stuff that I talk about is on the forums. You know how we do it. So please check out the forums. You have to register. It'll go straight to my email. I'll hit you up the same day. you will get that information, and it will be on the website. And it's kind of being part of a group or a little club, you know what I mean? It's a community we're building. We're building, like my big brother Charles say, we're building a tribe, okay? And basically what a tribe is, it's not like one of those, you know, when we talk about tribes or clans, but it was one of these guys, he talked about what a tribe is. He said it takes one person to start an idea to get other people excited about the idea, and the idea could be talked about in, let's say, Tokyo, Japan. Then somebody who lives in Hong Kong, China, hears about that. Then somebody in Nepal thinks it's a great idea. So now these people are three people from different parts of the world are in the same tribe because they have the same interest, and they're going to grow it from those three to 1,000 each. And so now we've, instead of three, we've got 3,000 or 1,000 in each different countries, and they will all socially network to be one tribe. But they don't have to all be in the same location, but they will be all in a community of a tribe that will spark off one idea that people love. Just like recycling. People feel like people should recycle. If you're part of that clan of recycling and love green, then you're part of a tribe, and that tribe is recycling. So that's the concept that I'm trying to start here. And I'm trying to bring back the idea that people can talk about whatever they would like and not be frowned upon, because obviously we're frowned upon. Oh, boy, I'm not going to even say that because that's promoting and I want to promote. But man, I've had so much fun tonight. I'd like to thank my special guest, Miss Alicia, talking about the fitness. I love to thank my callers from calling in, especially Russell Bond. He was a freshman when I was a senior. He stepped in and became my quarterback, starting quarterback as a freshman. And, of course, I played defense, but, you know, offensive side of the ball, that's a whole other thing. And he did a marvelous job. We won so many games. I appreciate him. I never forgot him. Mr. Brian Thomas, Brian Lewis from, he said, I think, Grand Parish, Texas, and Don from Texas, who called in. It makes the show exciting when we get callers, because you don't hear me talking all the time. Of course, I got to, you know, end it a little bit. But I just thank God for the things that are going on right now in my life and in other people's lives. Look, if you don't, I want to end it with saying these things, okay? If you don't have a good relationship with your family or a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, let's try to bury the hatchet in 2013. We need to be mature, okay? I mean, I know it hurts. It hurts when you get cut deep to the heart, but we can't wear our emotions on our sleeve, because you know what happens? If we continue to have that alt or that hate in us, and they so happen to pass away, and you want to be close to them, but you didn't have that opportunity, you will continue to live with that guilt for the rest of your life. So in 2013, whatever it takes, let's reunify. Let's bring it back together. Can we do that? Can we let our yes be yes and our no's be no's in 2013? Matter of fact, let's pray for the government. Let's pray for the president. I don't care if you don't like the president or not. Just pray to give him wisdom to lead our country the right way. Because you don't pray for your enemy. If you don't like him, you don't pray for that he die. You shouldn't pray that to anything, because God won't even honor that. So can we do something that, you know, that filled with love and understanding? Let me share with you one of my favorite scriptures when I was in Iraq. This helped me get through a lot of situations in Iraq. This comes from 2 Corinthians 12, 5 through 10. This is the New International Version. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by that I do or say. Because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded to the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Let me say this again, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to reiterate what he said. Paul said this to the Corinthians. He said, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torture me or to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. No, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weaknesses. In insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Verse 10, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. I'm George Beverly Jr. This is Sound Off Forums. The next time I hear you, you should be sounding off. God bless and amen.